Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. So, just listen to the Diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women's wins, take a chance, then desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's off the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rockin' with your boy Jay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back to pay homage to them dudes. On that spiritual tip for Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just feed them good news. Yeah, Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Deep and Mary Kay. Blog Talk Radio, turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why dot, let's play.
Please listen to the Diva. Please listen to the Diva. Please listen to the Diva. Welcome to Diva Spot Radio, y'all. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with me. You already know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays where all indie artists live, where all hard indie records live. Yo, I got crazy guests tonight. We're going to have a change in the building. He definitely going to be hitting us up. One word to describe this artist for me is motivation. This artist, everything that comes from him that I've heard so far is just motivation. And let's not forget, we're going to have Manuel live in the building as well. He got bangers for it as well. And we're going to be playing a new joint from Heathen. Shout out to Newark. Shout out to Jersey, man. We're going to be playing those joints right there. Y'all make sure y'all call us up. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Also, we got the chat room popping. And the reason why I open up the chat room, why me and Tay open up the chat room tonight, and it's very important that we show love to those who lost their lives, not only to just natural causes, but to street stupidity. And that's what I'm going to be touching on tonight as well. I'm going to be touching on that with the Chains and Manuel. They definitely going to be giving their input on it, because so many times we get caught up in the hype and we lose our family and we lose our life to the street stupidity. And, like, it's way past going too far, but rest in peace, we had a wolf. Shout out to Feed the Wolves and the whole Feed the Wolves camp, all my wolves. We lost a wolf last night. We watched Maybach Bills, man. Maybach Bills was murdered last night. He was shot 3 times, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, when a person gets shot, especially in the hood, they always say it's nobody around. And we got this whole big thing, this anthem, everybody screaming, no snitching. But it's no snitching until you or your family end up on a first 48, get you in an interrogation room, and now everybody want to snitch now. So that whole no snitching thing is whack to Diva Mary Kay. What do you mean no snitching? Are we not supposed to report, you know, a murderer, you know, a rapist? You know, and it's crazy how people, I don't know who came up with that whole no snitching thing. There is not such thing as snitching when you got a brother or a sister lay down in the streets with their fucking head blown off. So on today, on Diva Spot Radio, we definitely going to chop it up and get your views on that, man. We got special guests live in the building with us. We got the Change. Change, welcome to the show, man. It's only appropriate for us to give you the introduction.
What's going on, Diva Mary Kay?
What's going on, King? Tay Black is live in the building with me, my co-host as well.
What's going on? Change don't come.
I'm over here. You know, I'm in my A, waiting for y'all.
all the way in Miami, Florida. Man, Change, we thank you for coming to the show. We thank you for submitting your hot music. Big shout-out to Future Guru 100. Future Guru 100, y'all definitely want to holler at him for promotion, for branding, for marketing. Future Guru 100 will keep you working. He will put your music and your brand out there. So most definitely, man, welcome to the show. Holler at us, man. What you think about the whole street stupidity? I'm not going to call it street violence. I'm going to call it street stupidity because you got this song called I'm trying. Like, you know, what you think about that?
Well, I mean, as far as my view is concerned about it, there are different levels of stupidity involved into it. You know what I mean? I mean, there's always senseless lives going out. And, I mean, let me just say right now, you know, rest in peace to the dude who did lose his life, you know, in the building.
Yeah, made that good.
Future Guru just informed me about that. My condolences. But as far as that topic is concerned, man, I've seen so many stupid things going down, and it's like, how do you accept that? You know what I mean? It's basically like a virus, and the dumb are leading the dumb. You know what I mean? I'm nobody to judge because I ain't perfect. But at the same time, it's like, yo, when does this end? You know what I mean? Like, when does this end, and when does this stupidity end, and then when can we start getting real leaders to start converting the dummies that's out on the street into intelligent people? You understand what I'm saying? Because we're more attracted to the stupidity than we are to the intelligence, and that's what's really wrong with the picture. So, I mean, that's just my take on it, man. I could go on and on about it, but that's going to take over the whole show.
I mean, it is what it is. We definitely, you got any of your soldiers or any family members that you lost that you want to give a shout-out to live on Diva Spot Radio right now?
Yeah, definitely. Do I want to shout-out, rest in peace, to my brother Sandro. You know, he lost his life at 19. My father, my grandmother, a couple of homeboys. I can go on with the list, man. Those lists go long, but those are the most important that I did lose. And, my condolences to the people who lost and to those people who keep losing, man. You just got to stay up. You just got to keep that man moving.
Most definitely. You got this song here called I'm Tired. You know, tell us about that song and how it came about and who produced the joint as well.
Well, who produced the joint was this man by the name of Don P. Okay, he's actually a singer out here in the MIA. And me and him, we worked on a couple of records together before that record was produced. And I was just letting them know that I need a record that's going to just zone me out, just get me into that zone that I particularly hit that day. I was just in the studio just smoking, chilling by myself. And the record itself, the music, is really what brought out my frustration. So the record is what really told me that I'm tired. And I'm just basically tired of everything that's going on. I mean, you hear the record, it explains itself, really. And I'm just tired of it all, man. I just want to go back to the real. I want the resurrection of the realness to come back. I want this music to mean something again. I'm tired of all this crap that's out right now. You know what I mean? I'm nobody to judge. I mean, and I'm not going to sit here and judge somebody else's creativity, but what I am going to say is that my music is not on that level. This will take you somewhere else where you've been wanting to go for a long time but haven't gotten there.
I definitely like that. Describe your music, and then I want you to do the intro for our tribe that we're going to go into the music. What type of style would you say that your music has, and what type of feel is it going to give to the consumers, the listeners? I don't go by the industry no more. I'm talking about the consumers, the people who listen, the people who buy it. What type of style do you have, and what type of effect is it going to have on them when they do listen to your album?
Well, basically, my album is going to go ahead and provoke the thought process in the way that I was taught by my old school leaders. When I was growing up in old school, we actually looked up to our artists. We actually looked up to the rappers that were out there because they were actually saying something that held substance. And that's basically how my music comes around, too, because that's what I grew up on. So, I mean, I learned it from the old school cats, and I'm bringing it back. That's what I'm doing right here. This is my record. I'm Tired. Frontline Radio. Diva Spot, Tate Black, Mary Kay Diva, play that record. I'm tired.
The scriptures of my peace, so hard to maintain.
Just because it's so hard to maintain.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, man. This for all the soldiers, all the people who really doing it, who's really getting their grind on and putting their stuff on the front line so you can not only hear their music, listen to their music, download it, and purchase it all at the same time. All my artists are in business, man. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with me, and we got The Change live in the building with us, man.
Yeah.
Black, how did you like that joint right there?
I like the joint, man. I think, honestly, the name says it all, you know what I mean? And I feel like he definitely brings a nice level to the music. And I like that he's grounded in the heritage of the music. And I think that foundation is translated through it. Because you got like a little new school, but it's like classical at the same time. It's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that joint.
Definitely appreciate that, man.
It's definitely how I like the knowledge at the end of the song. And for everybody that's tuned in live on their phone, if you called into the line, if you can't really hear the music, all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and you can listen to it live online. You can listen to it in the studio. You can listen to it at home. Turn your volumes up, man. We live on Diva Spot Radio if you want to get better quality, because you may get a little sound like hash or breakage on your phone, but you can get more quality online listening to the show as well. We're recording there, and you can jump in the chat room, give your feedback, shout your people out who lost their lives, shout yourself out in your movement. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, man. That's definitely a hot joint right there. I'm definitely feeling the knowledge at the end of it. You got to listen to that song again. And if you want to hear more of the Change music, Change, tell them where to go to listen to your music and also listen to that hot joint, I'm Tired, as well.
They could go right there to ReverbNation.com/TheChange305. Once again, that's ReverbNation.com/TheChange305. And you could go ahead on YouTube, too. I got a video on there, and I got a couple of more coming. All you got to do is log on to YouTube and type in Change TV305, no spaces. Once again, that's Change TV305, no spaces, everything together.
That's definitely what's up. Now, Change, with you being an artist and you over there in Miami and Florida, I know you in Miami, Florida, I know you're trying to take it to an international level with things with your craft, branding yourself. Is there any foundations that you're supporting right now or that you have or that you're looking to do in the future?
As far as foundations, you mean like a support team or like a team that I'm building, or what do you mean by the word foundation?
What's like any charities or foundation? Like, have you thought about coming out with a charitable foundation? Like, I know with Diva Mary Kay through MaryKay.com, we have the Domestic Violence Against Women and Children Foundation, where we raise money. Is there any charities that you support at this time, or are you looking to build in the near future?
No, in the current time, I don't have any charities that I do support or anything that I have out there that I'm in the works of. Because really what I'm doing right now is I'm actually trying to build the foundation so that I can build something for that to go ahead and support other people. Because at the current time, I'm a struggling artist. All I have is my word and my skills and my talent. So what I do is go ahead and do free shows whenever the shows do come. And as soon as this money starts coming in, that's when I can give back. You can't give back if you're broke. The only thing I got is my talent. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So as far as you telling me what you're involved in, now I know what you're involved in. I sure want to get involved in that right there.
Most definitely, and we definitely will reach out to, for any of the charities or foundation that's looking for an artist to perform, you know, great music, and if they're looking to reach out to you, what's the contact information, how they'll contact you to go ahead and book you for a show for their charitable event?
Oh, you can hit me up on my 24-hour line at 786-260-8191. Once again, that's 786-260-8191. And if you want to do the email thing, you can hit me at thechange305@gmail.com. Once again, the email is thechange305@gmail.com. Those are the two best ways to contact me.
I like how you said my 24-hour line. I'm going to have to, you may want to copyright that, Diva Mary Kay.
Yeah, go ahead. It's open.
Yo, we got Feature Groove 100 live in the building. What is Mr. True Value? So that's what I did it.
Yo, shout out to Frontline Fridays, K Black Diva Mary Kay. Yeah, man, I want to salute the Change, you know, for rocking with me and being able to come on and support Diva Mary Kay and Frontline Fridays. You know, this is a busy day for me. I'm actually on the second part of, I've got three radio shows today. I just did mine. I'm joining Frontline Fridays. I got Change on here tonight, you know, to get him some more exposure. And this is the movement right now, the Change, you know. I want everybody to support Miami artists. You know, he is going to be featured on, you know, the Next to Blow Showcase this month. So he is making moves out there in Miami. He's not just in the booth. You know, he's trying to get his music out there. So shout out to Manuel. That's another guest we're having on. That's my artist. I've been rocking with Manuel for over like a year and a half, y'all. So, you know, Manuel is still supporting what I do, man. And, you know, I salute Change and Manuel tonight because I done linked them two up, and I know if those two get together on the track, it's going to be something crazy.
What?
So,
it's going to be crazy.
Shout out to that song, I'm Tired. Shout out to that song, I'm Tired, that you just played, because I told the Change that was, you know, a joint that we should push, because I'm feeling the joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually feeling Roll One Up, too. I ain't going to forget about the video. Y'all need to go to YouTube, like you said, and check out that Roll One Up video, because it's very nicely done, and you're going to get a more detailed look into what this brother's doing, man. So, Change, man, what up, boy?
Man, you already know, man. I'm out here grinding with my dog, Guru, Diva Mary Kay, and I just been introduced to Tate Black, Frontline Radio. I'm hooked.
You already know, man. Speaking of Roll One Up, we're about to take a break with that song so we can roll one up. Go ahead and introduce this joint right here, man.
Yo, this is my new joint. Got a video out on YouTube right now. Roll One Up. For everybody who needs to go ahead and just kick it back and relax, hopefully you can see the video as well. But we on Frontline Radio right now with Diva Mary Kay and Tate Black. Roll One Up for them.
But no money in my pocket. Chains in the couch, just enough for Dutch copping. Walk to the store, cop a great Dutch four. The greenery, the if I what's more. A quarter water juice and a potato chip board. Sunflower seeds on my favorite board. Back to the crib, gotta break the Dutch up. And my luck up, got the fly weed, motherfucker. My dog Porter rolled it up, so we smoke right. Pass it to me, back to you, now we getting high. I'm on fire, literally can't put me out. I'm feeling tired, mentally on the wrong route. Feeling for change, but my brain's in the wrong lane. Like a sink in my dreams going down the drain.
Why not? Smoke until it's stand up. Chip away the pain. Gotta stop stressing. Gotta feel the rest of it. It's gonna come up. When will it change?
My thoughts like a booty thong. Like I spit the right lyrics on the wrong song. Life got a vice grip on my nuts strong. All along I just do it to myself, man. Champion and I'm out for the belt, man. I've been fighting with my right, but I'm left-handed. Everybody knows when I lay the land, I demand it. Battalion the lyrics, I'm a general commanding. Camera check, last one standing. Time for a change, and the only one asking. Smoke a few, then forget about death. Getting locked up off a dump. Court system making hard and out of run. Looking for a legal way to let me breathe. It's that G, so I'm coming with it lyrically. Now where do we
gotta roll one up? Till it's done up. Keep away the pain. Gotta stop stressing. Gotta feel
still breathing, both pressing, I'm still cheaping. And I gotta move, can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove that I'm here for a reason.
Yeah, I'm coming with the last verse, just an ass worse than somebody that you love, riding in a black hearse, waking up to a nigga screaming. On my knees, take away the demons and let me breathe. Hard enough, lost family, I'm getting by with my lyrics like the dog getting high. I'm on the line and my heart planted in the dirt. That it don't hurt. The pain hotter than four summers together. Proportions of the weather. I'm forced to make a level change. All cause it never rains when you need it. Of course, I'ma believe it. I need to have a reason. Why the f would I be breathing?
I'm low one now. Smoke until it's enough. Chip away the pain. Gotta stop stressing. Consider resting. It's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing. I'm still breathing. Both pressing. I'm still keeping. And I gotta move. Can't stand still dreaming. For a reason,
it's a change. Yeah, it goes out to my out there. Need that vibe just to get by. Roll a fat one up to this and get split.
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Of my skin. I can't find a proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume, it's just a waste of time. I say submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied experience to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't want to be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shades, button up with slacks and some shoes on, resume up to date, come in talking proper, reading with a Birmingham shake, now that's a showstopper, attitude full of confidence to pass any test, make sure I keep eye contact, I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do, but in the end they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know. System knocking rims, everything a standout vehicle. Candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the streets, y'all. Paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket. For me to be riding dirty, it's just not an option. Cops drive by and see me and make a U-turn. Steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U-turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over. Shorty riding with me in my ear light. See, I told your hands on they burners while they both walking to my car. Get to my window and they staring at me looking hard. Asking for my license, registration, and insurance card before they even tell me what the hell they pull me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact. Didn't run a stop sign, is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black?
Boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays where all indie artists live, where all indie music lives. And is it because I'm black that I'm so fly, man? Is it because I'm black that I went back to school, y'all? Is it because I'm black that I'm working on my degree, hosting the show, being a mommy and a queen at the same time? Is it because I'm black that you mad? But go to www.hatedivamarykay.com now so I can get some hate mail. Matter of fact, you can call it to my show and hate on me. I ain't mad. It's because I'm black.
That record was real strong right there. I don't know who that was, but that was live.
That was Rod Grizzly. Shout out to Rod Grizzly, man. Shout out to Jersey City. That was Rod Grizzly. Is it because I'm black? You can definitely Google that dude. And he got another song called You Mad. You can go to YouTube, put in Rod Grizzly, and you can. He got a mascot and everything. He got the a big bear. He got a big grizzly bear. The bear all in the video dancing all up on the chicks. He took him to the barbershop. That shit is funny as hell. So
I gotta
everybody
see that.
Yes, everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice right now, go to YouTube and put in Rod Grizzly or You Mad, M-A-D-D, and it'll come up. Watch the video. It's super funny. It's super hilarious, and it's just hot. I love to see my kings out there putting music out there and being creative. There's nothing wrong with having humor in your music. We ain't gotta, you ain't gotta always talk, and I call it drug dealer music. I'm tired of hearing old bricks, and I'm selling bricks, and we killed this one, we wrapped that one up. You know, I got the hoes over here. They got my drugs and they tips in their ass. I really don't care about that. I came from the hood. Let's talk about something else. What else can you talk about besides the bricks? You know, and dope and coke and guns and who you would shoot. Real killers don't talk about what they'll do. They just do it.
Half of them ain't even selling what they saying.
Yeah, right.
Half of them got friends of friends of friends that sold it and feel like they're affiliated with it, and they ain't affiliated with nothing. You know what I mean? Forget that.
I can definitely dig it when you say that. You know, they heard somebody else say it, and then they gonna go and tell you the story while y'all rolling up one. Who produced that joint? Roll up one, man. Who produced that?
Well, really, roll one up. I got that. Believe it or not, off of a DJ Arms. I believe it's Strong Arms instrumental mixtape. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I took that, snatched that, and I made it my own. You know, shout out to DJ Arms. I believe it's Strong Arms. And he's got How to Be an MC beats out there, man. Everybody be complaining they don't got no beats and beats and beats. Look what I did. I snatched that up, made a record, made a video. I don't give a damn. I'm going to make it happen with what I got.
That's what's
See?
Up.
That's why
See?
I call it street kitchen, because whatever I find, that's what I make do.
What's that shit that you cooking up? Straight drop the gun? Yeah. You definitely got to take what you got to make something. And you know what? I think a lot of artists be out here with the wan because they ain't ready to invest into their craft. How you going talking about, you know, you want to come on somebody's show or you want to be on somebody's mixtape or you want to be on somebody's showcase and you not ready to invest? Anything that you invest as far as promotion, mixtape, showcase, CD, packaging, distribution, even, believe it or not, from down to the damn clothes that you wear to your events, that's a tax write-off. We need to start being a lot more aware of that. This is a tax write-off, even with you registering with ASCAP, BMI, and CSEC. that's a tax write-off. You know, you're investing, you're an entrepreneur, so you need to understand this. And anybody that's in the business, they need to have a financial advisor. You, if you don't know where to go to get a financial advisor, the most likely the bank that you're doing business with, they have, excuse me, financial advisors in there that you can sit down and talk to about taxes. Go to H&R Block, go to Jackson Hewitt, and, or you can even go down to the federal building. Instead of you going there with your hands behind your back cuffed, go in there freely and go to the tax office and ask questions about what you can write off as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. But that goes back to the original point of the whole show anyway. There's not a lot of people out there that are giving these other individuals information like that. You got a bunch of artists that come on the scene and they feel like you owe them something.
You don't owe nobody nothing.
No, nobody owe you nothing. I came on the scene with nothing. All I had was my skills. I didn't ask nobody to give me things for free. You know what I mean? What I would do is I would find out what the details are and figure out if I can afford it. And if I did, I'd do it. If I couldn't afford it, I'd keep it moving. I wouldn't be mad. You know what I mean? That's
how I
make my commitment.
Come back when I could. Come back when I can.
Exactly. Come back strong.
Yeah, you never, you know, get your weight up and pay them back when you're bigger. You should never be ashamed of something that you can't afford right now, because if all of us was millionaires, we wouldn't be seeking somebody else's service. And, you know, anybody that you're doing business with, if they can, even with online, I'm a big person of giving confirmation emails, giving confirmation receipts, something that you can print out for your taxes later, and I let all my clients know, now that you're doing business with me, here's your confirmation email, and I love using PayPal because PayPal gives a breakdown of the service, how much is being charged, the date, and everything. I got all your billing information. You got all my information. You can print it out and put it in your file. Don't ever trust your laptops. Don't ever trust your computers. Don't ever trust your phone, especially when it comes to business. Print that out. Get you a file cabinet or a safe box and put it in. God forbid we have a flood or a fire, you can always go back after the rubble or whatever is over and get that information. So it's very important. And like-minded, that's what I want to say too, like-minded people. And that's what I'm learning in the business as well. I only do business with like-minded people. I let my haters be a haters. My haters is working right now. They better be working, and they better be putting in overtime tonight. That's my haters. Let me catch them not working. It's going to be a pile. I'm going to rise them up. I'm going to shuffle their asses up so they can get back to work. But as far as on a business side and gaining revenue, I do business with like-minded people, because if me and you is not on the same page within the first 5 minutes of the conversation, it ain't nothing else to talk about. And this is how you can do it. When they bullshit, you be like, okay, I understand. Well, this is what you can do. You got my number. You got my jack. Call me when you're ready, and I'll be here. Right now, I got a couple other things that I need to go to. You cut them new niggas right in half. If y'all not agreeing to nothing, you cut their ass up. Okay, no problem. This is what you do. You got my number. Store me in. Call me when you're ready to get it in. And that's the end of that conversation. You do not waste time. If people wasting your time, they is wasting your damn money. That's
straight
why, up. You know, point blank, straight up, man. That's why, this is how you stop shit from being Just Another Day. Now, Change, you got this song called Just Another Day. How did this come about, man?
Well, I could explain it, but how about I just do this? Just the other day, I realized that we can all die. You know what I mean? And it's like I woke up one day and I was like, man, hold on a second now, man. The song came to me really with common sense. You know what I mean? It was just like every other day I was waking up in my studios on the streets over there in North Miami off of West Dixie. And there's so many people that just give you that eyeball. You know that eyeball I'm talking about, where they want something from me, but you have no idea who that is. But you know they want something. But you got to keep it moving. You understand what I'm saying? And just the other day, I realized that we can all die unless we open up our eyes. Attention to the scenes, why I keep with me my fire. You know what I'm saying? And I just kept it going from there, yeah.
Wow, that's definitely what's up, man. Introduce this joint, and we're going to get into it. We got Manuel coming, man. Introduce this joint. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. The Change is live in the building, man. Introduce this joint so we can go into it right now, man.
This is the hot new joint just the other day with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black on Frontline Radio. Play that. Just the other day, I realized.
Street kitchen. Put it in the pot and cook it. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Blaze, hand me the gun.
Concept and how you just chose to really keep it laid back, man. It was almost 90s pockets, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So how that's my era right there.
Yeah, pocket get on the hook.
In the building.
What's going on, man?
nothing much. You know, I got to tune into that show. And
you
I'm loving that song.
Out.
That song is hot. It takes me back to, like my man said, the Tupac era, man. Like, I can see myself sitting in the car with the top down just listening to that just ride.
That was the intention right there, homie.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. We need to get back to that.
That's what I'm bringing it
we
back.
Know.
What you mean? I'm here.
We need more of that.
Yeah, man. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. Soon it'll be across the world, man. I want to bring it back. Resurrection of the real, indeed.
That's what I'm talking
about,
man.
You heard it live right here on Diva Spot Radio, man. It's definitely going to be in rotation. He definitely does. That's why I said motivation music, something that you can think about. It's a message in the music, and you can chill back. Like, it gets you bobbing your head. Like, in the first 10 seconds of the song, that shit gets you bobbing your head. Like, okay.
Exactly.
You know, you ain't getting to the point like where my dog's at. Shout out to DMX, yo. That's my dude. But you ain't going to go get your gun right off back like, what? Killer, mother, kill. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of these rappers out here got ADHD, man. I was looking at that. They got a for real. Diva Mary Kay said it, yo. And what is it? May the 20th, 2011. Pay attention, y'all. A lot of these rappers got ADHD. And not only that, they got anger issues. So you just got to watch it. You got to look at them for what they is, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what inspired that record right there, too.
Yeah, you definitely do. Like, you know, a lot of these rappers, they look, you looking at them wrong. It's like, yo, what you say, partner? He's like, yo, why you say that? I just looking at you. Nah, you said something to me, B. You said something crazy to me right now.
Reaching for the shirt already. Reaching for under the shirt.
Yeah. It's like, take it easy. That's just like when my man Styles, man, when he went off on that producer on Worldstar.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I've seen that.
Crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes that fuse is lit like that, man. Sometimes it's just ready to pop. I can't even blame Styles. Styles going to play that.
Yeah.
You were coming from another cat that he never even knew somebody was trying to tell me. He's not from the new school. He's from the old school, man. You say something, that's what you said, so I'm going to handle it. So that's why Styles went off like that.
And it's crazy because I know this dude, man. It's just crazy. Mm. I'm from Yonkers originally.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's just like a lot of these cats, man, they come out like, damn, man, I went to high school with him, and they're doing it.
That's
so I love it.
Yeah, most definitely, man. How can the people and everybody around the world get your music? Where do they go to get your music? What's your website? They need to know everything about, well, not know everything about Chains. Even take look, don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said, anyway, how do they go about getting your music and stuff, and where do they go to get more information on you?
Well, the main page you can find the Change at is over at www.reverbnation.com/the change305. And that's all together. Once again, it's reverbnation.com/the change305. You can find me on there. I actually have a mixtape out that's right now on that Piff Street Kitchen Volume 1 Corner Store Special. That's my oldies but goodies. Nobody knows about that yet because I'm pumping my new stuff. But you can find me on that Piff. Just go ahead and look for Change305 on thatpiff.com. That's Change305 on thatpiff.com. And you can get me right there, man.
And I got
I like
on
that
Facebook.
Corner.
I like. I'm
I like,
looking it up
like
right
that.
Now.
Oh,
like
you looking
that
at that Facebook right now?
Yep.
Hit it.
I put you as I like, and I'm on your website now, and I'm bookmarking it.
My dog. That's what I'm talking about. Who's that? Charles or Tay Black?
Yeah, this is Charles, man.
Oh, man, good look, man. When I see you on there tonight, when I get back in the studio, I'm going to definitely hit you up, man.
Okay, definitely. I just click become a fan, boom.
Damn,
yeah,
motivation.
Yeah,
that's all I need right there.
Become a fan. That's right, become a fan, man. It's very. I like how you said that corner store special. Just wanted to make an announcement. Diva Mary Kay is in Twitter jail. So anybody looking to post those, please post it, because Diva Mary Kay is in freaking Twitter jail, because I go hard. I will shut up with a bow. I shut up
I wanna be the one.
Play your cards right when you come to the Diva Mary Kay show, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays. You're now tuned in with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. Y'all want to stop the show and give a big shout-out to my co-host, Tay Black, man. Tay Black always hold me down in Future Groove 100. Without these two powerful men in my life, I'm telling you the show would not be where it's at right now. So I have to show a lot of gratitude for these two men because they definitely go in. And I also got to give a big thanks to Change for coming through as well, man. Change, before you get out of here, you want to give some shout-outs?
Yeah, basically, I want to end it on one note, you know what I mean? I want to shout out my condolences to the FWD camp. Future Guru informed me what happened, you know, so ended it on right there. One shout-out to Manuel, and definitely Future Guru for getting me on this show and doing what he does for me. You want to find Future Guru? You want to find out what he does for you? At Future Guru 100 on Twitter. And Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black, enough said with you guys, Frontline Radio. I'm out. I'm back in the studio.
Yo, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. If I give you one hot indie artist, why wouldn't I give you another one, man? I got another artist live in the building with us right now. Manuel is coming to burn the Diva Baby K up right now.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, people? I like that. That's dope. What's going on? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Manuel? We got Tay Black live in the building.
Tay Black, what up, baby?
What's going on, homie? How you feeling, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm cruising right now. Coming back from the city, headed back to CC.
That's what's good. We're ready to get into your music, man. Ready? It was good.
Yeah, man. That's what it is, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys having me up here. Big shout out to the Change. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. He already know what it is. And to y'all, especially y'all, man, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we definitely make it happen. We all
definitely.
For building and branding, you know, building, branding, and offering the artists benefits. Anybody
definitely.
That's putting grind and time into their music, you definitely got a talent here. And any other artist that's looking for promotion, looking to get interview, looking to get spins, looking to get a showcase, contact me, follow me, Diva Mary Kay at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, or you can simply send me an email to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Yo, man,
yeah.
You know, you got this, and I like how you spell it. It's Manuel. Like, I'm
Manuel. Yeah, thank you very much. Well,
yes.
My middle name is Manuel, like Manuel in English, Manuel. So a friend of mine just kind of flipped it for me. We was looking for names, and he just came up with the whole Manuel thing, and I was like, yep, that's it. I'm going with that.
That's it.
Definitely.
Yo, you got this song called Life, man. This is definitely a dope song. I love it when I hear not just hungry artists, but artists that grind and put time and effort into your music. I know when
yeah.
you just spit some mess, like, I got an ear for music. I do. And then even with dealing with Future Groove 100, he enhanced
uh-huh.
my ear onto the instruments. I
okay.
was always listening to the lyrical part of it and the beat. But Guru sat me down, and we was listening to some music one day. He was like, you hear them drums? You hear
uh-huh.
that? He was able
yeah.
to damn near name every instrument in a song, and now my ear is open, and that's one of a couple of things that I heard in the song Life. Tell me who produced this joint and how it came about.
My man, Mister, he's actually singing on it. His production team is called Invincible. He sat, like, I literally sat down there in the studio with him, and he was on the keyboard, and he made all that from scratch right there on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be ridiculous. Like, yo, it was a whole issue with another producer and a beat that I had originally put that song to. They wanted, you know, it was politics or whatever, and my man listened to that beat. Yeah, my man
mm-hmm.
listened to the beat. He was like, yo, I could make that beat 10 times better. And I was like, yo, let's do it. So we sat down there for a couple hours, and he made magic. And then I went in, and I re-recorded my joint, and it came out even better.
Wow. That's definitely hard. Who said doing it a second time won't make it better? I got a real good panel tonight to give you feedback on your music. We got Tay Black live in the building. We got Bitch Groove 100 live in the building. We got Charles live in the building. Yep, and we got Genius live in the building, man.
Nice, nice.
Most definitely. So we're going to get into this song right here by Manuel called Life, man. Let's do it. Now you now tuned in live to Deep Spot Radio. Life on life terms, baby. Let's go.
www.blogtalkradio.com/StephenMaryK. I grew up in a hurry, in a rush to become a man. Now I'm grown, there's a lot of things that I don't understand. A lot of things I might never get an answer to that deserve a deeper look than just a glance to. A lot of problems that we can't solve or cure. If we could, there wouldn't be a revolving door. It would rehabilitate like they say it's supposed to, instead of kill your fate. Yeah, you can say I'm emotional. I pray for who I'm supposed to. Setting my tears through the years. The system's been dead in my peers. Set aside, they taking them and locking them up. No ifs, ands, or buts. They do not give a fuck. A course of action bringing us our imminent end. There's prisons around the world filled with innocent men. Lady Justice is a fear. What she doing is strife. It ain't right how one night could ruin your life.
Welcome to Diva Spot. that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay,
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all indie music, all indie artists live, man. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with me, man. We got Mandy L live in the building. I definitely got to give a lot of love. And big shout-out to Tay Black talking about Free, my favorite baby mother, number three. Funny. I'm free. I'm out of Twitter jail, y'all. But again, I'm about to go commit some more crimes. So go ahead, Tay, and just add it on to the book. But I want to give a big Twitter shout out, Twitter love shout out to the real Jolie, to War Angels. Big shout out to CSR Promotions. Let me see who else up in here because we're getting major love, man. And if y'all on the line, make sure y'all roll y'all windows up. We don't want to get any back noise because we want to make sure everybody get their proper shout-outs as well. Who else up in here? Big shout-out to Boss Up ENT. Big shout-out to Alicia. Big shout-out Mr. Grimm, the Reaper. Oh, big shout-out to Gangsta Poe. Big shout-out to Boss Up Promos. Big shout-out to Skyland NJ. Big shout-out to Don Jr., big shout out to Red. Big shout out to Bagel Smurf. Big shout out to South Florida Dawn. Big shout out to Kay Lear, Jay. Who else we got up in here? Yo, big shout out to all Manuel and big shout out to all of the Change followers as well. Get familiar with me. Anybody that's tuned in right now, big shout out to y'all. I definitely got more shout outs to give in a little bit. But Manuel, that was definitely a hot joint right there. I'm definitely
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I put my heart into everything I do, and it's tracks like that best describe what I do, because it's like, you know, I could make you dance and all that good stuff, but I go for your heart and your mind first, you know what I mean? And the legs, they're going to follow eventually, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Let's get some feedback on that joint right there. Let me start with my co-host. Tay Black, give us feedback on that joint Life right there by Manuel, man.
Yeah, I think that joint was good, man. Good positive energy. I think it was a feel-good track. I like the hook, man. I like how you did the hook, too, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We all need, like, supportive people in our lives, you know what I mean? Whether it's your lady holding you down, you know, especially us being men, you know, we always like in our corner. And, I mean, even with your friends or your folks, you know what I mean? You got to have those stand-up people around you.
Yeah.
If ever you fall, you got people around there to have your back. And I think that's really what that track said to me. And, good job, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. Let's get feedback from Charles, man. Charles holding us down. Give us feedback on that joint right there, Life by Manuel.
Got one word to describe that song. Will. I love her.
Thank you, man.
Real talk, man, because, you know, you talk about all the issues that's going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, we got people fighting over the streets and we're not helping out our own, you know? So it's real world, real life issues. You know, a lot of people's not talking about that no more. They want to party and feel good, but what we got to party about?
Okay.
If you think about it, you feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I love it, man.
Thank you, man.
That's definitely what's up. And, you know, we got to get Future feedback on that. Future Groove 100, Mr. True Value, Mr. Brand Management, Mr.
Right
I Can
there.
Get You There, Mr.
I
Don't Play About
there.
My Money, Mr. Hit the PayPal. You know,
get
my man is definitely on his grind, man.
Get it.
Yo, I want to shout out to salute to Manuel because, you know, I've been rocking with Manuel. It's almost going on 2 years, like, since I came to Twitter, like, you know, so, like, he's not only just, like, an artist I'm supporting, like, you know, I look at him as a homie, as a friend. And, you know, one of the things I noticed about him is that he's very clever with the wordplay, and you got to be able to find that groove on no matter what beat you want if you want to be a successful artist. So I'm giving it up to him because, you know, he brought a topic and brought topics up, you know, on that song that, you know, people can relate to. And like my man Charles just said, it's very real. And it's going to have to touch you when you hear it. And once you, you know, I want to get him involved on some, you know, some serious, like, next level, you know, with that song because I think it's a great song. I selected that song personally because, you know, Manuel is very versatile. So I just want to give that up to him. And I want to say that you got to definitely be able to know what beat you want to rock on. And it seems like when he brings that, you know, he brings out the best in himself, and he's doing it for the people, man. So, you know, so
you know,
Manuel, and I know how he gets it in, man. He's very clever with the wordplay.
And
everything is clear. It's crispy clear with the words, man. You can't not understand it. That's another great point. Like, you got to be able to understand it, and he brings that. That's what he's bringing.
Word.
And
thank
that's
you.
Definitely what's up, y'all. And that's why we live right here on Diva Spot Radio, man. Let's go to the hotlines, get some love, and show some love, man. 770-899. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Holler at us, man. 770-899. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on? It's your boy, Clear J. Trey Twitter.
What's going on, my G?
Shout out to Clear J. I know who that is. What's good? What's good? Thanks for supporting Diva Mary K, K Black, and Frontline Fridays, man. Thanks,
word up here, man. Yeah, this was good, man. I like y'all moving, man. Just shouting y'all out as well, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for Mike Hudson Blog Spot, man. It's like the highest blog spot out, man. I want y'all to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? Just shout me out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We definitely support those who support us, and we offer the benefit and the branding of the situation. And that's why Heavy Hitters call into the show. That's why Clear J calling into the show, because he about business. He's about branding, and we definitely look forward to doing work with you in the future, man. This is a spot. We got a palette here for you and whatever that you're doing, and we look forward to doing business, man. We got hot music. And that's why I love Twitter. I show the love. A lot of people on Twitter, they don't show love back. You got followers are leaders.
Yo,
my followers are leaders, yo. You hear me?
Exactly. Yo, like I always say, my model is, you know what I'm saying, you show love, you know what I'm saying, you get that love back. And, you know, you always got to show love, you know, people when you're coming up, especially when you're coming up, because you never know who got the bridges that you need to cross to get to, you know what I'm saying, the next level. But, you know, you don't want to burn the bridges, just show love, you know what I'm saying?
We need to put that on a bulletin board.
So, because it's a lot of Twitter fakes out there, man. You know, you get out there, you follow them, hey, you try to support the movement. They don't got the respect enough to twitch you back. What's up with that? You know, twitch back. Not even a line, like, hey, thanks for the love.
That's the wackness right there.
I appreciate y'all showing love for me, you know what I'm saying? You putting me out, like, you know what I'm saying, like y'all doing right now. And, you know, anybody else that y'all put out, you know what I'm saying, you know, they should, you know, be just as thankful. Yeah.
Real rap, real, man, and this how we get down. I see you, the other caller, I'm about to get to you. But real rap, real all the time, and, you know, I appreciate all my followers. When I say that I would like to do business with you in the future, I'm looking to build long-term relationships. If I can hit it once, I can hit it twice. I'm not a one-night stand type of chick. I'm trying to hit it all the time, baby. Can I hit it a couple more times?
You trying to get my pull to all the artists out there right quick, man. If y'all want to get down on this Mike Hudson blog spot, man, y'all hit me up. My email is ilovemusicblogger at mikehushmanblackus@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? The website is mikehushmanblackus.tf. Man, y'all holler at me.
I love you.
Anything in the audience, y'all holler at me.
Yo,
most definitely.
I just did your I just bookmarked your blog. I'm bookmarking like crazy right now. So
yo, Clear J, do me a favor. Do me a favor and DM me that information so we can chop it up later after the show, if not within 24 to 48 hours, so we can put something together to keep the brand moving, my G.
Yo, send that to me too. I need that right there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going in right now.
Okay, cool. I'm going to make sure I put that out as well. We definitely chopping it up on this topic tonight, talking about this street stupidity. You know, the street stupidity. We just lost the Wolf, man, last night. Big shout-out to Feed the Wolves. We lost the Wolf to, you know, big shout-out to Maybach Bills, man. We lost the Wolf to street stupidity. Big shout-out to M. Bone, the dude that said, teach me how to judge it. Teach me how to judge it. He was just killed last Sunday, you know, in Inglewood, California. We got to stop killing each other. And then another thing with the whole situation, all my queens, all my ladies, Diva Mary Kay is saying this to y'all right now, because y'all get into these arguments with these dudes, with these exes, with Dayday and Craig down the block. Before you go and get anybody, think about the consequences that's going to happen behind that shit. Because guess what? 9 times out of 10, you or him or the person who you got into the altercation with is going to end up on 48 out of the first 48. I'm going to be watching y'all in another week or a month on the first 48. I done lost too many, you know, people who mean that much to me to senselessness. And women, and men thinking with emotions. Before you go get anybody, why don't you take the first step to try to cover your ass, because the police is going to get involved anyway. Go get you, file you a complaint, get you a restraining order, and if you don't want to break your nails, get you some mace. It's a lot more easier. You know what I'm saying? Because what's going to happen is you're going to go and get your man, your cousin, your brother. They thinking off emotions, because men do have emotions. They thinking off emotions and rage, and they going to go back. They ain't going back to talk to this dude. Either they going to whip his ass or they going to shoot him. And most likely they people going to come back and can kill you, him, your kids, your family, whoever. So before you go and with your emotions saying, oh, he called me a bitch, he called me a hoe, he called me a slut, take the time and think about your girlfriends calling you bitches and hoes every other day. Yep. Come on, ma. And you mean to tell me you mad at this dude for calling you that? Would you allow another female, another individual to say this to you? And look, and this is what happens. We end up losing more of our people. I can't stand to lose no more, so I'm taking the time. Viva Mary Kay is taking the time to use her voice, to use her show, to use her palette. And I might, matter of fact, I'm going to go get a shirt done tomorrow to put the word out there. It's all about each one, teach one, y'all. For real.
Yeah.
We got to stop dying, because I won't be able to get the privilege to be able to network with the Change, Manuel, Guru, Charles, you know, Clear J. I would not take black. I wouldn't get the chance to do this if we don't take the time to think, because the hood has us trapped with this thinking of saying, oh, No snitches get stitches. Get the fuck out of here, because as soon as shit goes down, when the police come, y'all going to get y'all vocals all the way out. If you don't snitch right there, or because everybody say no snitching as soon as they people that's laid out in the streets, my G. But then when you get in that interrogation room, you going to give it up as well, man. Life.
You don't start stealing.
Life. Let's get some love, man. We got another call alive on the line. 11111. What's going on, man? Your mic is open.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Man. What's going on, Queen?
Hi. How you doing? I'd like to shout out everybody
fine.
In there. I see you doing positive things, and I love it. I love it. And I'm
That's
really not
up.
Feeling the stupidity. This is Joelle. My Twitter name is The Real Joelle. How you doing,
hey,
Mama?
Hey, Queen. I am fine.
Yeah,
thank you for calling in to the show. The Real Joelle was live on Diva Squad Radio right now. I definitely appreciate this, Queen. I see her on Twitter a lot, and I'm looking forward to network with you. And round of applause for the Queen.
Thank you. I definitely look forward to working with you too. I really support the sisters above all others who are really out there to hustle and grind, because the game is hard, and mm-hmm. I think it's definitely harder for sister because she has to focus. And then, you know, it's all about the sisterhood. There's no hood like the sisterhood, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling the mm-hmm. brothers too, and I'm totally digging the support, and I really think that we need a lot more of that. I don't understand why people really forget that. I think some people get it and they lose it when they face, you know, they face tribulations, and that's just the way the game goes. You know, I need more people to focus in here. It's crazy, but yeah. How y'all doing?
We doing good, Mama. It's definitely Frontline Fridays. You're now live with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. We got our special guest, Manuel, live in the building. We're going to be playing another joint from him in a second. But, like, I like what you said. There's, you know, the sisterhood. You know, it's more important for us to be able, because a lot of us are so catty. And the reason why a lot of women is catty is because you have issues with yourself, Ma. But at the end of the day, I was who I was before I got here. If you take the time out to get to know me, I can help you. So, you know, before you get your claws out, then you maybe want to take the time out to Google me and see what I'm doing before, you know, you try to hate on me, because I embrace my haters. I got a website, www.deepamerykay.com. Hate on me. You know, but at the end of the day, I can't stand to see no more of our people laying dead in the streets. It hurt, y'all. And it's too much. And y'all got too much talent out here to be just laid out in the streets. What's the point of that? But back to the show, man. Back to the business, man. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. We got Manuel in the building. Manuel, who are some of the people that inspire you and inspire your music?
Life is the biggest inspiration that I get, you know what I mean, living it and you know, the struggle. Like, I go by the word struggle is necessary, you know what I mean, because it is. It's what makes us who we are, you know what I mean? And, you know, the people like Tupac, people like poets, people that really, really dig deep and they touch you on an emotional level. They make you feel like, damn, I went through that. Like he went through the same thing I went through. Stuff like that. That's important to me. That's a strong type of music. You know what I mean? Because that type of music inspires change. That inspires people to work for better, to do better with their life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know one person that was doing a good job was Life Jennings. I got a shout out to Life Jennings right now. He was dope. He was real. Even when he first with his first album came out, and I remember this song. He said it's been 26 years, 17 days.
Wow.
It's been 26 years, 17 days. Been to 5 different prisons. Got 2 babies on the way. And they say it'll be a waste of time to pray. They say that I'm going to hell anyway. I love that song, yo.
Yeah, that's deep, man. That's deep.
It's deep, and I'm all for the music that has a message behind it. I don't want to watch a video first. Yeah, the content. Word. I don't want to watch a video first. I want to hear your music because, you know, I still got them big headphones. I lay back on my bed, and I listen
and
to the music. I close my and zone out. So whatever that you're saying on your record, this is the picture that you're painting for me. Your audio should be able to bring a positive visual, and I like what Claire J said. You know, Charles said it too. You know what's really going on in the world. You got crazy people out here saying that the world is going to end on May the 21st. Let's not talk about how Mississippi flooded. Japan had the tsunami over there. Cali, they just had an earthquake. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
They more focused on the Obama birth certificate than the deficit of the damn deficit. Yo, I got to get Ghetto Boys, too. I'm going to play that a little bit later.
All right, Ghetto Boys was my joint back in the day.
Yeah, TV. Come together, y'all.
That's what it's about, man.
That's why I make it my business. I have a pally here for all of us to come together and network. This is where you network. I also got the chat room open, y'all, so everybody can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. The chat room is open, so you can put all your information in there or your websites. I'm putting my info in there right now. Everybody that's on the line, everybody that's tuning in, I encourage you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot while the show is running, and you can chat it up in there and get everybody linked. I'm a fair hustler, man.
If I wasn't on the phone, I'd be on there right now.
Yeah,
I wasn't on the road right now.
Most definitely. Manuel, you got this joint called 6 featuring 7. What's that all about?
No. That's a little mixtape joint I threw out there on the 6'7" beat.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a little mixtape joint I threw out there, you know, for promotion for my next joint that's dropping. I'm gonna put it out probably by Monday. It's Who's Me and You Will Part 2. You should already know it's hosted by the legendary Diaz Brothers, DJ Doo-Wop, Tony Touch. You know, I got features from Ali Vegas up there. I got my man Kinetics up there. I got my man Mista up there. You know, so we moving with that. Everybody could log in at www.manuill.com, manuill.com, for more info, more music, videos, all that. Get in contact with me through there and everything.
Diva Spot Radio, let's go.
Let's go.
Bye, y'all. I'm the magnificent, amazing, marvelous man, different. Raps unlimited, talent I have is infinite. Everlasting, words that said were passion. Clever assassin, verbal Beretta blasting. No question, I'll answer whoever asking. Trendset of fashion, just muttering, I'm smashing. Seatbelt fashion, life in a fast lane. Looking past fame like a dope fiend for his last vein. Cash came and went, I done wasted a bunch. Time is money, buy my business, let me take you to lunch. I'm building a label, now more willing than able. I'm ready, look at everything I bring to the table. Take money to make money, I'm investing in me. It's stressful, but successful what I'm destined to be. So it's worth it, I'm God to a lesser degree. Nobody perfect, but I'ma be the best I could be. Definitely, there is no question you see. See, I got it, apathy left a rep into me. Huh? Don't get it twisted. Ah, what up, my brother? Hold on, I'm about to go back in. I'm a master of ceremony and musical composition. Who could only be embarrassed if you was my competition? In a world of my own, you losers is non-existent. I'm ready to get it on with whoever will want the friction. Real life, what I've written is non-fiction. And I got something to say, you should listen. What I'm spitting makes sense. And the dollar's my palm is it. So I know it's coming through, my ambition's beyond wishing. I'm past hoping and praying that doors open. I'm kicking them doors open, leave windows and walls broken. Raw quoting, my focus is more potent. And I'm only getting stronger the longer it all soaking. Future in the flesh, history at its best. Throwing darts at your hearts, I'm officially at your chest. Take the brains lead, I'm just to change the game need. Making lanes bleed, we ain't racing the same speed. You dudes is heard, watch the way you use your words. I put butterflies in your stomach, make you lose your nerves. Live, I report it as the news occurs. Without throwing bread around, I amuse the birds. My music serves to satisfy consumers. Fuck what you heard, more than half a lot of rumors. Grade A senior, to me you guys are juniors. Little nuggets breaking whales down inside the tunas. Huh, yeah, I'm going in with the sharks. Light skin brother, still fitting in with the dark. Puerto Rican to the fullest. Que lo que hay, fight, ya tu sabes, me and my gente in the mix like a night sight. Girl saying hello, I'm telling them bye bye. Sorry, I can't say my girl calling her wildlife. Yeah, I'm off to the bowl. Feet sharp, can barely tell I'm coming off of a cold. And the new year's approaching, I'm saying it's mine. Bet against me, go ahead, put your pay on the line. What's the game, what's the rest? I'm taking his whistle. Wayne should put me on the remix, really make it official.
Welcome back, y'all. You said we have a problem, and it's live on Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays with co-host Tay Black. Yo, Yo, Manuel, don't say nothing. I'm going to mute your mic, and I'm about to show you the feedback you about to get, son. I got everybody on the line right now. We're going to start with Guru. Guru is the yo, shout outs to Guru, man. Guru definitely got an ear for talent. Let's start with Guru. We're going to take it to Charles. We're going to go to Claire J. We're going to go to Tay Black and get it in, man. What's up, Guru?
Yo, Mighty Butt was my dude, but, like, you know what? You see, if you need that MP3, you can get it, and I'm going to make sure you can get it. But I'm going to listen to it again so I can know all the words. Because he's just tearing it down, you know? So I want to salute him for actually just taking on that freestyle right there, 6'7". Y'all know Wayne did the beat. But you know what? I think Wayne should put him on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Because he ripped it. He's making sense. And, you know, I think that everybody should get more familiar with how he's putting it down. And I showed you, you know, the versatility. Those are two tracks I selected for Frontline Fridays tonight. Manuel got a whole lot more in store for y'all. He's got a whole lot more records out there. So, you know, if you want my Twitter, FutureGuru100, I'll make sure I can have that on the line links for y'all in the morning, you know, so y'all can just go ahead and download it and get a little sample, man. Make sure you bump it. So it's just like, yo, that ain't Wayne on that joint. No, it's Manuel.
It sure is. Let's go to Charles, man. Give us the feedback, man.
Yo, first and foremost, I love it, man. It's hot. Yo, this is some good stuff, man. I love it. I'm listening to the, like, you just forget about even Wayne even being on the beat. Like, you just take him out of that element altogether. No disrespect to Wayne, but, you know, Manuel's in the building. So when you're listening to the song on the freestyle, you're listening to Manuel, you're not thinking about Lil Wayne. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's definitely what's up, man.
You took control of the beat. You own the beat.
Oh, yeah.
You took control of it.
Yes, he did.
Let's go to Claire J, man. Tell us what you think about that joint right there. Give us feedback, my G.
Yeah, that was crucial, my dude. I ain't even going to lie to you. That was really crucial. I like the way, you know what I'm saying, you really spit over that thing, man. It's like, okay, you killed the track. Like, all together, man, you just really took that track, man, and smashed on it, man. And, like, you know, I'm digging that, man. I'm going to need to put you on the flight, bro. That's all it is, right there. I'm going to need to put you out there, you know what I'm saying. Get some more exposure with that one, man, so they can know who you really is, man. Manuel, I feel that, bro.
I'm definitely going to put it up in the Manuel's information in the chat room in a few seconds. Tay Black, give us that feedback, man.
Yo, I have to agree with everybody, man. Like, when I zoned out to it, man, Wayne who? You know what I mean? Like, I think... like, real talk, though, like, when you can take a beat, and I love... you know, like artists that could do that, where you can take a beat and really do something, do your own thing with it, and people just can focus on you and forget about anything that everybody else did, because, you know, that's a popular beat. But honestly, he was one of the more people that I will remember. Honestly, I can't even really tell you other than Wayne who did it before that. You know what I mean? Maybe one other person, but him and, you know what I mean, that person got the same thing in common, them bars. You know what I mean? They had lyrics, so... that's what really make a difference at the end of the day.
You already know what it is. Now I'm going to open up Manuel, Mike, man, because y'all is now live on Frontline Fridays, man. I got more hot music for y'all. Go in your phone right now and text all your contacts. Tell them to tune in live to Diva Spot Radio. The number is 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We definitely going to be playing those joints back as well. My girl, the real Joelle, is live in the building. I got you, queen. But, Manuel, go ahead and give your feedback and give all
I appreciate all y'all in right now giving me that positive feedback, man. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, that beat came out, and I heard it, and I said I need to get on that beat. So before the year was up, I hopped on it, do a little video on YouTube and whatnot, and I got a lot of good responses for it, man. I really appreciate it. That just puts, you know, just like, you know, whether it's good or whether it's negative or positive feedback, it's always like gas in the tank, man. It just makes me want to do it even more, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I just got to keep on improving and keep it moving, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the more you grind, the more you grind and the more you think you do things inconsistently. You got to consistently grind at it. You got to go at it. It's like, you know how on your finger you get that little piece of skin that's just aggravating. You want to pull it off. Like, you just keep picking with it, picking with it, picking with it. That's how you got to do with your business. You got to keep picking with it until nothing is never going to be perfect or flawless, but you just got to go at it. And don't worry about those who didn't believe or who hated on you before you got yourself established. Because guess what? They're going to come back full circle. And one thing Manuel said is the struggle is necessary. One thing that I say is, you know, to struggle is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find the understanding in the struggle. You got to understand. You got to go through something. It's going to be a deal on the table today, and guess what? Tomorrow that deal can be snatched away. You can have a good job tomorrow or today, and it can be snatched away. But one thing about it is you got to keep grinding. You can't let nobody tell you that you ain't good enough. How you going to tell me I'm not good enough, and I made it here on my own like the little red hen? Y'all remember the story back in the day, little red hen. You know, she was asking everybody to help her out. Nobody didn't want to, but then she made that good-ass bread, and everybody wanted some. She said, Dina Mary Kay said, you can have some, but you got to pay for it. Hit the PayPal.
Word up. Here's the PayPal. Hit me up.
You got a PayPal? Now, the first thing I said, you got PayPal? Well, go ahead. Here's my email address. Hit my PayPal, man.
And it's just real like, and I'm not in the music game. I'm in the computer game, and the music game is just the music game is just like the computer game. You're only as good as your last configuration, and your job is the label. And if you go independent, when you go independent, pretty much each thing that you do, each project you work on, is your mixtape. And if it's hot, it's hot. If it's not, it's not. And if it's hot, by some large company, AKA the label, is going to pick you up or treat you as a contractor and just give you a money distribution deal. Same thing that goes on in the music game, same thing goes on in the computer game. And you got to keep grinding. I grind day and night. I'm always in the lab learning something new, keeping it fresh.
That's what
always
it is.
On top of technology. And that's how I do. Currently, I'm at NASA Langley as an engineer.
Okay.
And so it's kind of that's my label.
Okay.
That's my label.
That's what it is.
And you always got to keep it networking, man. You always got to keep it networking and, you know, put yourself out there. That's why I always say I'm in business. I want to wear a shirt that I'm in business, but I'm too sexy. It might just give off the wrong image. I'm walking down the street with my sexy diva ass and say I'm in business, somebody might approach me about some trim. So I don't want that to happen.
You're right,
man. Yeah, it is. They might be like, you in business, but what you selling? Pudding tang?
Not
selling no pudding tang. My pudding tang exclusive is copywritten. You can't
put no money on that.
You cannot put price on the pudding tank. I mean, you could, Yo, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Tell a friend to tell a friend that Feed the Wolves is everywhere, man. Let's get it there.
Yeah.
I'm going to make y'all dance, yo. Go ahead and pop the bottle. Because the drop on this...
My nigga catch me in the right mood. I'm like the Hulk in this shit. One hit and leave you flying out just like shoes. I ain't the one, so you better find the right dude. The 40 calibers, put them in the Mac 2. I got love for my team, not the other side. Feed the wolves, we made you, better recognize. Yeah, we big in this shit, I call it super size. If you try something slick, you be the first to die. You better play it cool, nigga, I'm a bomb threat. Fuck around, leave your sister and your mom's wet. Or your father, that's a real Vietnam set. You ain't know, I'm a fucking Vietnam vet. Death before dishonor, I rep it to the fullest side. Feed the wolves, we stand firm like some cinder blocks. We on the move with no breaks, we'll never stop. Feed the wolves, we're here, and nigga, we headed to the top.
Come on, get it with this. Feed the wolves, the penis and brain.
such a lucrative pace. And anybody pursuing is really standing in place. So you can understand why they do nothing but hate. Getting drowned by the crowd while I bam on stage. Damn. So when it's steady trying to show out, before I go, you know I gotta hold my dog down. So if they tripping, we gon' have to give them thumbs down. But if they down, I got home, fuck a hotel. What the hell is gonna stop me? I stay chopping up groupies like broccoli. From Canada to Panama and Bombay. Feed the wolves, we don't ask, you know we just hate. And fuck you if you don't like it. The future's right here, you and me are psychic. Motherfuckers, they saying this ain't fair, but fuck that, it's our time. Feed the wolves, it's everywhere. Twisted to see the walls of penis, embracing all of the haters who hate me handling penis. What? I bang a dime with money mode, the part of my dog, 5 and 9. We hotter than in Chicago, and the rocks are so thick. Then I was on the swatter with Ferrari, yes, the future guru, call them the capos. South Florida, Jordan, made back dice, we here. So watch what you say, you see the walls is everywhere.
Of the candles, light it up, make a wish, and them angels will grant you. And patient ones try, putting those angels in bamboo. They lit it up, hit it up, now they dismantle. Think the whole world is crazy. Got a nod, watch where you walk. $2 fine, sign of the times. Here in New York, high Satan. United Nations, quietly taking toll on your soul. Take it or leave it, just my evaluation. Stack looting guns, teach the girls karate. School your sons, not to hate, but to stay awake. Cause the scars a razor make is nothing in comparison to the gas left on this whole mass. If we don't get in control fast, might as well be laughing with Malcolm X's assassin as we die slow, perishing, brain dead from an Erickson. Words of the medicine, 2 teaspoons for goons, a cup of it for those thugging it. Y'all sing the tune,
Yesterday we spent money and wasted gifts for paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
All I did since yesterday was spend money and wasted gifts for paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
Get this paper,
gotta get this money today.
money and wait to get this paper. I gotta get this money today. I gotta get this money today. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with All Real Music Live. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with me. Y'all ain't know the Diva had it in. Yeah, I can be a radio personality, but I'm hip-hop, baby. I'm hip-hop. I'm an 80s baby. I definitely looked out my project window. Sometimes I feel like the world is a ghetto, but I got to get this money today. All I did since yesterday is make money and think of ways to get this paper. I got to get this money today, man. Yo, I'm definitely feeling it tonight, man. I definitely got to thank everybody that's tuned in live to Diva Spot. I hope y'all enjoying yourself. Go ahead and get me a drink, man. Matter of fact, get me a bottle because I'm going to need that. Yo, we definitely want to give mad love to all the people who lost somebody to the senseless crime and the stupidity. I call it street stupidity, man, that lost their lives to unnecessary violence in the streets, man. It should be awakening to all our people. And the hotlines, I see I'm about to get to both of y'all right now. But we should be able, not even should, the time is now. Y'all know your neighbor. Know your neighbor. Know who live next door to you. Know who live on the top of you. Know who live down. Know the people on your block. It ain't being nosy. You securing the future for you and your child. And if you see somebody hustling on your block, do something about it. Because guess what? You going to let that house right there get all that drugs and all that traffic coming in and out, and your child can easily be caught up in the crossfire, or your child can get addicted and be strung out on drugs. So y'all think about that on today. Yeah, Diva said it. Let's go to the hotlines and give some love. I got my special guest live in the building with me, Manuel. We about to play his joints. We about to recap his joints so y'all can hear this good music, man. I got my girl Chocolate all the way from Brick City live in the building. What is the queen is live in the building, man. What's going on, queen? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Diva. Hey, Manuel. Your music very hot, very hot. I love it. It's
that's
different.
Up,
you get a different feel. I'm so glad to hear something different. It's like you turn the music on and you got to, they got dances, you got to dance to their songs, the day dances that they make up to it. Half of the songs out here, you could barely understand what they saying. Sound like dude that was rapping on 8 Mile, hula hop, 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 you hop. Like, I don't be knowing what be going on. I just like, man, bumping and throwing my pop from years ago, you know what I mean? But you were high. I love it. And to get on the topic of our fallen soldiers to the stupidity, as you said, is very much I want to give a shout out to my homeboy, Alex, a.k.a. Al, or Alex Flowers. He lost his life 4 years ago due to some stupidity. We still don't know why his life was taken from him. But his life got taken from him. He was only 18, freshly 18.
Mm.
His birthday's in a couple more days. He lost his life a couple of days ago, last weekend, last Friday, 4 years ago. He lost his life very young. He lost his mother like a couple of months before we lost him. So I just want to let him and his family know he's always missed, never forgotten. Two little sisters, to his little sister and his older sister, for them to keep their head up and keep pushing, keep moving on, because he's still there with them. Basically,
that's
you know, and shout out to all the other soldiers that lost their life through the stupidity.
Most definitely. We appreciate you on that one, Queen. Let's go ahead and get more love from the lines, man, because they lighting up like crazy. I even got somebody calling me from Oklahoma. 973-666. Somebody is calling me on my phone. 973-666. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. Holla at us, man.
What's up, cousin? How's the glove? How you doing?
Petey boy, man. What's going on, Petey? This my
yo,
big cousin live in the building, yo. What's going on, my G? Welcome to the show, and I'm glad to hear from you, man. Definitely
yeah, I'm just
glad
waking up. I just woke up. I'm about to get ready to go out, you know, hit the club, and I'm going to pop two bodies for you tonight.
I'm fucking
I'm popping two bodies tonight.
Wow. Well, make sure you send me one in the mail express. You know, I like that Armadale. I definitely like Armadale. You can send that to me. I'm an olive head of sour chick. You know, ain't nothing like that next day service, man. Nothing like that next day service. P, you got some shout-outs you want to give, man?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my little brother who's locked down. He probably listened to your show, but he's not able to speak as I'm speaking. So I want to send him my love, let him know I'm coming to see him this Sunday. Hold your head up. You'll be all right, man.
Yes, big shout-out to JJ, man, and the baby. The baby that
just
got
here, man. Yeah, he just
had
a baby 2 days ago.
Yo, big shout-out to man. We got a pallet here for my family, man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Manuel.
What's up? Hello?
Manuel. Yeah, I'm here. We hear you, my G.
My bad. I'm still on the road, man. I can't wait to get out of this car.
Wow, that's a man of business right there. So I'm in the car making it happen. I'm on the
that's how we
got to
do it. So
yeah,
we
that's
do it,
definitely
got to
do it. Yeah,
yeah
you definitely got to multitask, man. That's the name of the game, multitasking. All for you to
for
get
real,
something done, you got to have some multitasking skills, man.
Definitely. Yep, that ADHD, that doesn't work, man.
A lot of people don't even know they got it, yo. What's crazy, like, there's a lot of adults out here that has ADHD and don't know they got it.
You for real.
Yeah, that's real
serious talk.
A lot of adults out here don't know that they got ADHD. If you can't sit your monkey ass still, most likely you got ADHD.
I don't know. I don't even know.
I know I got it, and I love it.
I know I got it.
I might have it. I don't know because I be pacing around crazy, man. I need to have my hands on something all the time.
I can dig that, man. Manuel, tell the people how they can, where to go to get your music, to listen to your music, also to become a fan and support what you're doing, man. Because they
definitely
don't stop putting in requests for you to come to their city. I know I am.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm with that. I'm going anywhere. I'm driving myself there. If I got to go alone, I'm there. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to all you guys. You know, Frontline Fridays, this is what it is right here. Diva Mary Kay, Kay Black, Future Guru 100. Follow them all on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, backslash, you know, the at me and you will, M-A-N-U-I-L-L. You can check my Facebook, backslash me and you will, M-A-N-U-I-L-L, same thing. The YouTube, me and you will, but with the dashes, M-A-N-U-I-L-L. You could go to the my website and just link with me everywhere else through the website. That's the best move. And that's www.meandyouwill.com, M-A-N-U-I-L-L. So, you know, that's it. And I look forward to hearing from everybody, man. I love the feedback. I love talking to new people, building relationships. That's what this business is about. So I'm always open. I always got my ears open.
That's what's up, man. And if you didn't get all that information, Diva Mary Kay has said it. When the show is over, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. All the shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to them and play them, post them on your Facebook, post them on your Twitter, put it in your tag, put it everywhere. Let them know that Diva Spot Radio is definitely popping. I support artists, not egos. Again, I said I support artists, not egos. And business owners. I do business owners, too, as well. On Saturdays, Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Make sure y'all check out Flo's Diva Closet. She definitely hot, yo. All y'all on the line, y'all check out Flo's Diva Closet. You want to get your chick something nice and something custom-made that everybody else ain't got? Yeah, go to Flo's Diva Closet. She definitely on time with hers. And tell them that Diva Mary Kay sent you, and she'll hook you up. All you got to do is put Diva Mary Kay in the company part when you go to purchase your stuff. Put Diva Mary Kay in, and she definitely going to hook you up, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Y'all know I got some hot mess news for y'all. So when I come back, we we're going to get into the hot mess news, and then we're going to get out of here. Matter of fact, I'm just looking through. Oh, I know what I want to play. Let's get it, y'all, right here.
Grab artillery, niggas start packing. Let the motherfucker try to get me in the jacket. number one, one.
I don't even know why you saved me for last. You know what I mean? Only thing I can say,
You know what I'm saying? Dang, it's kind of hard. You know, good luck to them and what they do. I definitely won't be partaking in that. Much respect for them being young and black and working, at least, right? I'd rather them work and do something than be unemployed. I kind of.
Yeah, right?
We
don't want them to be unemployed because they'll be running down on us. But, you know, it's just some things that you don't touch, like the Mona Lisa painting. You don't touch that. It's just some things you just don't touch, like for real. And that's one of the things I feel like you don't touch, and especially these two new fools. Come on now, you talking about Soulja Boy and Waka Flocka? They could have made their own damn movie. Come on now, you gonna touch Juice out of all things? Juice? Like, are you crazy? But you know what? They putting themselves in a crazy position, and they gonna have to deal with the flock that come back from it, man. I want to give a big shout out to Future Guru 100. I want to give a big shout out to the Chains, Manuel. I want to give a big shout out to Tay Black, Chocolate, Pink. Clear J, want to give a big shout out to Charles, everybody that tuned in and called into the show, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. Also follow Tay Black at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84 and Future Guru 100. You can Google all of us. We in business, man. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here. Sweet message.
Hey.
Oh.